Let us return to item number five, please.
Item number five, from the Executive Secretary of the Personnel Review Board, requesting authorization to amend the contract with Gonzalez, Saggio, and Harlan LLP by an additional $90,000 to a total of $102,000 for legal representation in Personnel Review Board matters.
Supervisor Schmidt.
A while ago, we talked about this, and we want to make a formal amendment. Everyone has it, I presume. So we're looking, we're changing it for a total amount not to exceed $62,000 rather than $102,000 for payment of continuing legal service, and add the following be resolved clause. Then that's going to be $50,000, total of $50,000 for continuing legal services. So you can give us a report then how that's going, and then if you need more than $50,000, you have to come back to us. That's the whole idea. Okay? I move approval of the amendment.
Oh, and this should be the Jurczyk Schmidt, because I treat it as a friendly amendment and just move approval.
I'd be happy to do that.
Supervisor Schmidt and Jurczyk have offered this amendment and both move approval.
Jurczyk Schmidt would be fine.
Ms. Robinson has something.
I'll defer to my senior member here.
I'm a senior citizen.
Any comments, questions regarding the amendment? Executive Secretary Robinson.
I'll keep it brief because I also want to go to lunch. And I realize the amendment's on the table, but I just want it to be on the record that, you know, our office has been fiscally responsible. We've never gone over our budget. We return our money every year. I've never come back here before you and asked for anything where I haven't been able to solidly explain what my requests are. The request for $90,000 is based on information, belief, and a best estimate, not only of me, but of your corporation counsel. The $50,000, it's believed that it's not going to be sufficient, that I'm going to wind up back here in a few months, and that it's not an efficient and best use of Milwaukee County resources to have me come back here. It winds up using resources, time, and labor in my office, in DAS, in corp counsel, in your offices. And that respectfully approving the $90,000, nobody would go home at the end of the year with this money in their pocket if we don't wind up using it. An amendment could be made that at the end of the year, any money left over would go back to Milwaukee County and not be allowed to be rolled over, or that I come back before this board with periodic updates. But I just wanted to be on the record that it's believed that this is not going to be sufficient.
Thank you. Madam Secretary. Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wholeheartedly agree with the statement just made by Ms. Robinson, and for that reason I won't be supporting the amendment. And I apologize if it made it sound like I wasn't going to support the $90,000. I just have a lot of questions as to how we, and actually I think we had great dialogue regarding how we got to this situation, and I think there'll be some action taken in the 2014 budget to make sure that this doesn't happen again. But Ms. Robinson's been sitting in the back of the room for this entire morning. She is the director of a three-woman office. They do an amazing amount of work out of her office. This is not the best use of her time at all. And so I'm happy to approve the $90,000, and she's right. If it's left over at the end of the year, then woohoo, better for us. In addition, again, I thought that this money is coming from DHHS, so it's not as if it's coming from contingency or something like that. And so I won't be supporting the amendment, although I do appreciate the spirit of it. Thank you.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize, Mr. Chairman, if I missed this earlier, but was DHHS aware that this money would be drawn from their budget? Is this okay with them?
I guess I'd have to defer to administrative services on that. I believe that's where the decision came from.
Mr. Fudge, you know, are you aware of what happened?
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, from the communication I've heard, it's possible that, from what I understand, DHHS may not have been communicated with regarding this issue. And on behalf of our division, I apologize if that was the case.
Thank you, Mr. Fudge. Supervisor Haas, do you have any further comments?
More reasons.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think I'm slightly more confused now.
Supervisor Haas, I know I am, because this report has been prepared to us. There's a fiscal note, and the fiscal note has indicated that there'll be absorption into the DHHS / BHE budget with respect to these funds. So I'm at a loss too. Nevertheless, we have the amendment in front of us. If there are no more comments, Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with the Executive Director and with Supervisor Peck Romo West. The reasoning behind the argument why corporate counsel is unable to defend both parties is logical, and to prevent back and forth and wasting time, I will support the $90,000 allocation and to support corporate counsel's recommendation.
Thank you,
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments? Madam Supervisor Schmidt?
Well, yeah, I'm going to comment now. I mean, I raised this to try to be a compromise, and all of a sudden everybody's jumping on this now. We had a chance to talk about it before, and it was no personal aspersion at all to you. I'm sure you know that.
No, I didn't.
We asked other people for $50,000 to come back. I was much of the opinion. I thought you said it's our best guesstimate. We really have no idea. We know it's going to be expensive. So in no way we're trying to, you know, play games here. And if you have to come back, you have to come back. Everybody has to come back in departments and stuff like that. And, you know, and we took this. You could have come back after lunch, too. We tried to work it out so we could get you in timely fashion, too. So I just don't like the tenor of it. I was trying to compromise and do something, and now it's being jumped on.
No, Supervisor, you, as a member of this committee, we can offer amendments.
Oh, jurisdiction.
We can offer amendments.
You never said $50,000, did you?
We can offer amendments that will... that will be addressed and disposed of one way or another. So this is an appropriate procedure. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I mean, if everyone recalls, it was originally my motion to approve.
Yes.
As a courtesy to several of the other members, we agreed to reduce it. You know, corporate counsel and everyone else can talk all they want. At the end of the day, it's this body that pays the political price when we approve attorney fees. And believe me, there are enough people out there yelling at us. So this is no reflection on you. I was perfectly willing to go with the original amount because I know the Pension Review Board, and that's what we're doing here. We're getting counsel for Pension Review Board. It's interesting to me that we can put up firewalls for corp counsel in certain places, but not others. I'll save that one. But let's all vote for this. Let's make it unanimous and stop playing games here.
This is for the Personnel Review Board. Madam Clerk, would you please call
the amendment? Right?
The amendment. We're on the amendment. Would you please call the roll?
I amended my original to apply to take his amendment. It's just a resolution for the $62,000. That's the whole point of it.
The amendment indicates that $50,000 added to the $12,000 would give us would be the $62,000.
So,
I was about to call Supervisor Stanford. Did you have something?
I'd just like to ask Supervisor Jersey, was that were you talking to me? Supervisor Chair, that's all. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
On the amendment. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the amendment, Supervisors Haas?
No.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Aye.
Romo West?
No.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Stamper?
No.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
4 ayes, 5 noes. The amendment fails.
We're on the original resolution.
So much for compromise.
That's all right. It's a procedure. It's a procedure. Supervisor Cullen?
I just have one question. One comment, Mr. Chair. I mean, I understand the arguments that corp counsel made, and again, Ms. Robinson, this is no reflection on you and the position that you're in. But and what Supervisor Jurczyk said is correct. We're the ones who, when the headline is, you know, board decides to give $90,000 more in legal fees and increase a contract by whatever percent it is from $12,000 to $102,000. We're the ones who get the calls. And then we find that it's supposed to come from DHHS, and they haven't been told. And last October when we were doing the budget, we're trying to squeeze nickels out of this budget to put it together. And all of a sudden DHHS has $90,000 that they can sort of run through the contingent fund to pay for this. It looks bad. It's not you. It's the situation you're in. And I'm voting against it because I just think we've got to come up with a better solution than this.
Do we have an amendment? We have a motion as amended?
Nope, Mr.
Chairman. Well, there was no amendment.
No amendment.
The amendment failed.
No
Supervisor Jersey moved approval. You withdraw?
I joined Supervisor Schmidt with the original resolution
being
62. There's nothing on the table right now.
Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval. And I get the comments from my colleague, Supervisor Collin. I totally get that. But, you know, maybe when they tout about all the savings that are coming out of Act 10, maybe then those headlines should also include a paragraph about how this is one of the unintended consequences of Act 10. Because when you used to have a service that was covered under the union, which is now being covered under Milwaukee County, yes, it gets expensive. And when we're talking about attorneys, yes, they're expensive, and I'm sure worth every penny. So it's not, you know, we're arguing with each other about whether or not this is something, you know, I guess we're having a philosophical difference when, and in reality, you know, this needs to get done. Whether it's, you know, whether we do it, you know, in a two-step phase or whether we do it in a one-step phase, for me, I'd rather just give Ms. Robinson the money that she needs, let her do what she needs to do. If the money is left over, awesome. If it's not, then you know what? Then we have a target goal for 2014 in the budget. And when Ms. Robinson brings her budget before us in 2014, she can say this year she needs $112,000 instead of saying I need $12,000. And she can note at that time as well that this, again, is an unintended consequence of Act 10. Thank you.
Mr. Fudge?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, thank you for acknowledging me. I apologize that I believe I had been told that DHHS was not aware. However, it sounds like they were. This arrangement was agreed to by their fiscal management. So I apologize for the misstatement. I also understand that without the language on the fund transfer, it would be possible to just encumber the legal fees in their budget and have it handled that way if you approve it as is. And I apologize once again.
So, again, the fiscal management had agreed to such an arrangement?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask a quick question for clarification because we've kind of come full circle on this issue. Am I remembering and understanding correctly that when we talk about the two cases that we would be retaining outside attorneys to handle, that one of them was an issue where the PRB determined they did not have jurisdiction? It wasn't a denial of whatever request was being made. It was a turnaway due to no jurisdiction.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, that is correct. One of the cases was a matter where the board determined they did not have jurisdiction.
And, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to double-check as well. Am I correct in thinking that prior to the adoption of Act 10 at the state level, if the PRB refuted a case because it didn't have jurisdiction, the proper course of action that former employees took at that time was still to retain counsel and take that to a regular court?
Again, Supervisor, Mr. Chair and Supervisor, the process is always that after PRB decision, the matter can be appealed to circuit court.
Okay. I call.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Alexander. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. On the motion to approve for item number 5.
Supervisors Haas?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jersic?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you very much. We will see what time it is. What time is it? 1:15, is that sufficient? We will reconvene. This committee will reconvene at 1:15. Thank you very much.